What should I do? All of a sudden, Avraham Avinu heard a voice come out from the Shemayim, and it said, little Avram. Remember, his name first was Avram, and later on he got a name, Avraham, with a hey, which we'll talk about. But when he was born, he was named Avram, without a hey. Avram. Hashem said to Avram, Hashem spoke to Avram, little Avram, you're a very nice and a very smart boy, and you figured out something that nobody in the world really figured out, except for a few very great tzaddikim who came before you. Now you figured it out yourself, that there's no such thing as only one thing in the world being the creator of the world, because everything that we can see in the world, I made it. And you're right, I'm Hashem, who's in charge of everything. And that's why the getchkes that the people daven to are narishkeit, or the sun and the moon that the people daven to is narishkeit, because they're only my servants, and they're only my workers. And the getchkes b'chval are complete narishkeit, they don't do anything. The only one to daven to is Hashem, and from Hashem comes everything. Little Avram, leave the cave now and go to yeshiva. Avram says, what's yeshiva? Yeshiva is a place to sit and learn Torah. Avram says, what's Torah? Torah is my own smartness, and it's a way to understand me and do what I want and come closer to Hashem. And Avram says, where is a yeshiva? I can go learn Torah. And the Abishah says, there's only one yeshiva in the world now. Later on, there will be many yeshivas. But the first yeshiva in the world is a yeshiva that there are three great tzaddikim sitting and learning. And they have a few talmidim. And the head of the yeshiva is Noach, your altar Zaidi. And also sitting in yeshiva is Noach's son, Shem, a big tzaddik. And Shem has an anacle named Aver. These are the three Rashi yeshivas, Noach, Shem, and Aver. Go to the yeshiva of Noach, Shem, and Aver, and over there you're going to learn Torah. And little Avraham Avinu walked all the way to the yeshiva of Noach, Shem, and Aver. And he says, I want to learn Torah. And I was living in a cave. And I know my tati makes getchkes. I don't know if I should go home. I should learn Torah first and find out all about Hashem. And then I can go home. Because if I go home, number one, my house is full of getchkes. My tati davens to getchkes and he makes getchkes. And number two, which is really more important, if I go home, I'll be in trouble because Nimrod thinks I'm dead. He wanted to kill me, and my tati had to hide me in a cave. And it's not safe to go home at all, even. And if I go home and they find out that I'm still alive, Nimrod could kill me again. And Noach says to Avram, okay, we're going to sit and learn with you until you're ready to visit your house. Until a few years go by, it'll be safe. And Kindalach, little Avraham Avinu sat and learned Torah day and night with Noach. And Noach told him stories about the Mabul. And he told him stories, what happened inside the Teva, and all these things, and they learned Torah. Now, certain things in the Torah they knew before the Torah was given, because this was before Moshe Rabbeinu. This was before Shavuos. This was before Matan Torah on Har Sinai. This was before Mitzrayim. But great tzaddikim knew certain parts of the Torah before Hashem gave it to everybody. By Shavuos, all the Jews got the Torah. But before Shavuos, certain people, great tzaddikim, knew the Torah, or parts of the Torah, and they learned Torah. Even Noach learned Torah. Otherwise, how would he know what's a kosher animal and what's a treifa animal? Hashem said, bring seven and seven of the kosher animals and bring two of the non-kashara animals. Where does it say anyway about kashara, non-kashara? Only in the Torah. So Noyachnu Torah. And Avram now learned for years, until he was around 12 years old, a big boy. And one day, Avram goes to Noach and he says, Noach, I want to go home and visit my family. I want to see my room. I want to see my house. I want to see my tati and my mommy. I want to go to my neighborhood and see where I lived when I was born. Can I go home? After all, I do have a mitzvah of kibud av v'em, you know, and that's in the Torah. Well, Noach says, I think you've learned enough Torah that you'll be able to go home and you'll know what to do and what not to do, but be very careful. Don't eat in your mommy's kitchen. There's going to be treif over there. And be careful because in your house it's full of getchkes. And you're not allowed to daven even in a room that has getchkes in it. And be careful because your father is one who makes getchkes and davens to them and he sells them. And he should not, of course, chas v'shalom, make you to daven to getchkes. But you should try to get people to believe in Hashem and throw their getchkes in the garbage can. Because you, Avraham Avinu, are the first yid. You're going to go around and teach the world about Hashem and tell them all about Hashem. Just like you figured out yourself there's Hashem, you teach other people to daven to Hashem and the getchkes are narishkeiten. And so, one day, there's a knock on the door and Terach says from inside, who's at the door? And there's a voice, it's me, your son, Avram. What? Avram? You've come back from the cave after all these years? And the door opens and Terach is standing there. Oh, Avram, my little boy. Oh, thank the getchkes, you're okay. I haven't seen you for all these years. Well, Ta, Baruch Hashem. What? What do you mean, Baruch Hashem? Thank the getchkes, you're okay. Well, Ta, I don't want to thank the getchkes because I don't believe in the getchkes, you see. I believe in Hashem. And I've been learning in yeshiva about Hashem who made the world. And getchkes are really just a bunch of baloney and narishkeit. What? Don't you talk against the getchkes. You can get in big trouble. And besides, it's not true. The getchkes are really true. I make them myself. I make glass getchkes. I make wooden getchkes. I make metal getchkes. I make getchkes with two noses, with three noses, and five eyes, and 10 hands, and 28 toes. Don't you tell me not to daven to the getchkes. I know better than you. Now come on in and say hello to your mother, and we'll get to talk to you, and maybe we'll teach some sense into your head not to speak about things against getchkes, because you know, everybody in the neighborhood has getchkes in their house. Everybody in the city has getchkes in their house. Everybody davens the getchkes. There's getchkes in the living room. There's getchkes in the dining room. And in the kitchen. And in the bedroom people have. And they have in the pocket when they go traveling. Little traveling getchkelach. Now don't you make any trouble. And don't you have any big ideas in your head over here. Better behave yourself. Because you know that Nimrod, if he finds out that you're still alive, will be after you and will want Chas v'Shalom to kill you. And so, Kinalach, Avram visited with Mommy and Tati, and he didn't eat in the kitchen, and he made sure to go into a different room and cover up the getchkes if he had to daven. Then he had his little shistel for Nagelvasser, and he wore his tzitzis, and he davened and he learned Torah. And on Shabbos, he kept Shabbos the best he could. I mean, he kept Shabbos, but, you know, it was difficult with what everybody else was doing there. And this is how Avram lived in his house. Separate dishes, separate silverware. He didn't use the stove. He didn't drink their milk. He couldn't make kiddush on their wine, because everything in the house was treif. Couldn't eat the flesh and not the cheese, because he had to have Chalav Yisrael. And so he did the best he could. The main thing anyway wasn't the food, and wasn't the drinks. It was learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. One day, Terach comes to Avram. Now Avram was careful how he spoke to his parents, because you don't want to make a whole bunch of trouble for nothing, and if people will not listen to you anyway, it's no use to get them upset. So he didn't speak to them so much about Hashem. He just talked nice to them and tried to do the mitzvah kibud av aim and make them feel good. And he would bring his tati things, and he would help clean up the house and help his mommy go shopping or whatever it was. And one day Terach says, Avram, I have to go away for a few days, and I want to leave you in charge of my store, because after all, part of the day, the parnassa for our family comes from selling gachkis, and I make them and I take care of the store, and people come in and I talk to them and explain the gachkis and which one does what, and if they want to buy it, they pay money, and I take care of the money, take it to the bank, you know. Now I'm going to be away, and I want to leave you in charge of my store. If somebody comes in, you sell them gachkis. And don't you talk any narshkeit into their head that they should daven to Hashem and all this stuff that you're telling us. Now you just keep this away from our house. You know this is a gachka family. Now, if somebody comes into the house, you take them into the store and you show them different gachkas. Now I've made in the last few days a lot of very nice gachkas. They're expensive. Some of them have jewels, and some of them have gold and silver. And I'm sure whoever comes to buy them will like them very much, and they'll want to pay a good price. And remember, many different kinds of gachkas I have. If somebody is sick, he has a gachka to daven to. If somebody needs money, or let's say somebody's afraid of something, or let's say they're afraid of dogs, there's a certain gachka they can daven to keep dogs away from them. Or if he doesn't like, let's say, bees, so there's a gachka that will keep the bees away from them. Or if, let's say, a person's got pimples on their face, and they're not going away with cream, so they have a pimple gachka to daven to, and there's different kind of gachkas to daven to, whatever there is. Okay. I'll try, Ta, but, you know, it's hard for me. Well, you do a good job. And Terach left. And Avram is standing in the store. And there comes over there, after a while, an old man comes into the store. Hello? Terach! Well, Terach's not here. I'm Avram, his son. Can I help you? Yes, I want to buy a gachka. I want to daven to a nice gachka and have a gachka in my house. My old one fell apart. It got very old and it fell apart. It was broken. I need a new one, a nice gachka to have in my house. Oh, over there. I like that. It's a green gachka with five eyes and two noses and seven hands. Ooh, that looks like a very nice gachka. And Avram says to the man, tell me something. How old are you? Me? Well, I'm more than 100 years old. Oh, that's very old. And you know how old the gachka is there that you like? The one with the, you know, the green one with so many eyes and legs and all that. Well, I don't know how old it is. Well, my father made that one just yesterday. It's a day old. Like a baby, a day old. And Avram says, listen, you're 100 years old, and you're going to down into a gachka that's one day old. Does that make sense for an old man who has lived a long time and done many things in his life to daven to a baby getchke? Does it make sense for an old person to daven to a baby getchke? Well, give me an older getchke. Do you have something that's old? Maybe as old as I am? Well, Avram says, there is someone, and it's not a getchke, who's much older than you, and older than the world, and that is really the only one that is good enough for you to dive into. But, it's not a getchke. And the old man says, who's older than me that I should dive into? Avram says, dive into Hashem. Get rid of any getchkes and dive into Hashem. Hashem? Oh, do you sell Hashem? I'll buy Hashem. How much does he cost? Does he come in a box or a bottle or what? No, Avram says, he's not in a box, not in a bottle, and he's not a getchke. You can dive into Hashem even in your own house, because Hashem is everywhere, but you can't see him. Just take a sitter or a tillim and dive into Hashem. He's right there with you. You just have to realize that he's there and not getchkes. Throw them out in the garbage can. Oh, thank you. Oh, you taught me something. I'm going to dive into Hashem, and any getchkes in my house, I'll throw in the garbage. And the old man left. Oh, Avram was very happy. At least one person he taught about Hashem, and he saved them from getchkes. A little while later, comes a woman into the store screaming,
I have to buy getchkes quick! I need good getchkes! Oh, where is the man from the store?
Avram comes out, lady, what's wrong? What are you so upset?
Oh, last night, oh, a terrible thing, while we were sleeping, we had robbers, and they climbed in our house, and they stole our getchkes. All of our getchkes got stolen. We had beautiful getchkes. We had glass ones. We had gold and silver. I need to buy now some good getchkes to protect from robbers. I want getchkes that will take care of the house, that the robbers shouldn't come in. And of course I have to put all the other getchkes back that we lost, that were stolen.
Avram says, well, wait a minute. The getchkes were stolen? Well, why didn't those getchkes stop the robbers? I mean, if they're real getchkes, and they really work, so how do they let the robbers take them? They should have kept the robbers away. And the woman says, I don't know. Avram says, well, maybe those getchkes don't work. You know, maybe getchkes don't keep robbers away. She says, well, how can I keep robbers away? Who will take care of me if not getchkes? Oh, Avram says, there's something much better than getchkes to take care of you. Hashem. Okay, I'll take Hashem. Put him in a box and I'll take him home. No, Hashem is not a getchke. Hashem is the one who made the world, the Shemaim and the Aretz, and everything in it. And Hashem is the one who's in charge of taking care of everyone in the world. Daven to Hashem, put up a mezuzah. Gotta protect your house, not getchkes. Go home, forget about getchkes. It's good they were stolen, because anyway they're narishkeit and baloney. Daven to Hashem, and tell your neighbors also about Hashem. And they should daven only to Hashem and not to getchkes. Because you see, the getchkes don't work. The robbers stole the getchkes. The woman said, thank you very much. You're such a smart boy. And she went home and she told her neighbors. And that day, the neighbors threw the getchkes out in the garbage can. And then there came another woman into the store with a big tray.
Oh, getchkes! I have a surprise for you! Getchkes! I have a wonderful surprise for you!
Avram says, excuse me, lady, could I help you?
Well,
I just came to give a present to the Getchkes. I love the Getchkes. And sometimes I come to this store and I give a present to the Getchkes to make them happy. And if I make the Getchkes happy, they'll give me a big bracha. Oh, and my life will be good because the Getchkes will be happy with me. I'll be happy with the Getchkes, and the Getchkes will be happy with me. Avram says, well, what do you have for the Getchkes? Oh, I have delicious food. I baked cakes. I made candy and pudding and delicious things to eat. And now I'm giving them to the Getchkes. Avram says, don't you know that these Getchkes don't eat and they don't smell anything, and they don't taste anything, and they don't see anything? I mean, how do you expect them to eat the stuff if they can't even move, they can't open their mouth? Oh, you silly boy, don't you know? The Getchkes, somehow they eat the food, and they like it. After all, I give them the food, I'm sure they eat it. Well, I really don't think that that's the way. Just, you should know about Hashem. Hashem is the one who makes all the food. Hashem is the one who gives all the food. He gives us food. And all he wants to do for him is to daven to him, to believe in him, to do mitzvahs and learn Torah. Hashem is the one that gives us food. And we don't have to give Hashem, we don't have to give Getchkes food. And he taught the woman about Hashem. But the woman left the tray of food. And Avram is looking at the food and looking at the Getchkes, and he decides, it's time to teach my father a lesson. He's coming back today. And I just can't stand that he should go on davening to these Getchkes and making other people to daven to the Getchkes and to believe in them. I want a way to teach my father once and for all that the Getchkes are nourishkeit and baloney maisalach and gurnish tevet. And Avram got a good idea. Avram now, he took an axe. An axe is a big stick with a big metal sharp thing on the end. And he went around and he started hacking and banging and breaking and smashing all the Getchkes. He smashed the ones out of glass with three noses, and he hacked up the ones out of wood with five legs, and he smashed the pieces and crashed the ones out of metal with 17 toes and with hair sticking out all over the place and with seven ears and with two stomachs and seven necks. And he made a big mess, a pile of Getchke parts all over the place, smashing and hacking. And the biggest Getchke, he took some of the chocolate icing and the cake and he smeared it all over his mouth. And also some of the food also he put around by the Getchkes, but all the food, most of the food, he kept on the tray and he put it right in the hands of the big Getchke. He had a few hands, and in one of the hands he put the axe, and he smeared food all over his face. And maybe he stuck a napkin over there also, like a bib. And that's the way he left the store. Just completely messed up with Getchkes smashed all over the place, and the big Getchke holding the axe and the food. And he walked out of the room and he sat down and said Tillim, learned whatever it was. And all of a sudden his father comes in. Avram, I'm home. Oh, Tati, good to see you. How was your trip? Oh, thank the Getchkes. Now, why aren't you in the store? What are you doing out here? You should be taking care of the store. Oh, Ta, when you were away, there was such a terrible, terrible fight. Let me tell you about it before you go in and see for yourself. Let me explain what happened. I was taking care of the store, when all of a sudden a woman came in, and the woman gave a present to the Getchkes, because she loves the Getchkes, a tray of delicious food that she made herself, chocolate things, and candy things, and sweet things, and baked things, all kinds of fancy, schmancy, special kinds of expensive kind of food. And she left it in the middle of the room, and she walked out. And I was in there, and all of a sudden there was an argument amongst the Getchkes. They started arguing who gets the food. Now, the Getchke of the sun, the people diving to have a warm day, he came forward and he said, I get the food. I'm the most important Getchke because I make the sun shine. Without the sun shining, the whole world wouldn't have food. They wouldn't have anything. So I should get the food. Give it to me. But the rain Getchke came out and started to fight with him. And he said, what? Without rain, would there be anything into life? Would there be food? I should get the food. Give it to me. And the wind Getchke came out then, and he said, look, yes, there has to be sun, there has to be rain, but if not for the wind to blow the clouds, the sun wouldn't help and the rain wouldn't help, because I blow the rain and give the rain where it's supposed to go. I should get it. And the Getchke of health, where people daven if they're sick, came out and he said, I'm the most important Getchke. People daven to me when they're sick. And the Mazel Getchke came out and he says, people daven to me for good luck. I should get the food. And every Getchke started to scream, I get it, I get it. They started to fight. When all of a sudden the biggest Getchke came out and he said, look, say what you want, but I'm the biggest and strongest, and I'm going to get the food. And the big Getchke walked over to the wall, and he took down the axe, and he went over and he started to smash and bang and hack and break up all the Getchkes. And the Getchkes tried to run away, but the big Getchke was bigger and stronger than all of them, and he ran and chased all of them until he hacked and he smashed all the Getchkes up, and he got the food and he ate it up. He started eating all the food. And if you go in there, you're going to see the mess he made, and you'll see the chocolate smear on his face after he ate up the cakes, and he's still holding the axe. Terach runs into the store, and he sees exactly that big mess and that big scene, and he starts to scream, Avram, you did this! This is not... This didn't happen like you said. This is a lie. You did this! What do you mean, Ta? The Getchkes did it. I told you what happened. Ah, oh, Avram, how do you expect me to believe this story? Don't you know? The Getchkes, they have eyes, they don't see anything. They have ears, they don't hear anything. They have legs, they can't walk. They have hands, they can't move. They're made out of glass. They're made out of rocks and stones. It's nothing, these Getchkes. How do you expect them? They ran around, and they argued, and they talked, and they had a big fight, and the big Getchke moved. They can't do anything. Ay, Ta, says Avram. You see what you're saying? You yourself are saying the Getchkes can't do anything. They can't move, they can't see, they can't hear, they can't walk, they can't talk, they can't think. So, Ta, if you yourself are saying the Getchkes can't do anything, why do you daven to them? And why do you sell them? And why do you believe in them? You just told me they can't do nothing. You're just davening to pieces of stone and pieces of wood and nothings. It's junk, it's garbage. And all of a sudden, Terach realized that his son had taught him that his Getchkes are nothing. His son had outsmarted him, and he showed him the emes. The emes of Hashem, and that the Getchkes were all lies and sheker. But, like Cain, Kinelach, Cain was given a choice. Either you do better now next time and you learn a lesson, or you get angry and you forget about what you're supposed to learn and you just get angry. Remember what happened to Cain?
Terach's face turns red like a
tomato.
And he got full of anger. He got so upset. Terach got burning angry. And he said, I'm going to get you in trouble for this. I'm going to get you punished for this. You broke my oligetskis. You broke all the getchkis that I made. And now I'm going to get you in trouble. And Terach ran out of the house. And he ran down the road all the way to the palace of Nimrod, the Shlech, the king.